Here comes another outside the box, looking for information I can trust. Today's topic is fact-based. Some media tout themselves as being quote-unquote fact-based, meaning that their news is really news, as opposed to opinions dressed up to look like news. There's plenty of phony news, but even if some are supposedly all facts, it may not be as useful as it could be. Most media stories include some facts, but not all the facts, or enough facts, or the most relevant facts. Media stories often either feature conflict situations, if it bleeds, it leads, such as a deadly accident, a shooting, or some other violent act, or quoting the opinions of a person in power, an elected official, a well-known mucky-muck, someone very wealthy, rather than a person on the street whose opinion may be more insightful than what comes from those in power. The steady plotting of a successful program or event rarely makes news, especially if it should be celebrated. We don't often know to remember the good things that our society has created over the decades, such as the weekend, or more civil rights protections for certain groups of people. For example, the daily kill count in Gaza, I hate to use this term, but that's what it is, may describe whether those killed are adults or children, identified as female or male, but rarely anything more about those who died. Just numbers. This story may indicate that these actions of the Israeli military and government is a genocide, or it may not even be mentioned. Occasionally in these Gaza stories, we're presented with two options, end the killing or keep on killing. But there are always more than two options to every complex situation. To stop the killing is one, but also getting Israel's military and settlers out of the territories occupied by Palestinians, freeing the hostages on both sides, letting the U.S. resettle the area. That's not my choice, but still an option. Placing U.N. peacekeeping in those lands, granting nation status for Palestine, repeating the history of Israeli-Palestinian relations, guaranteeing safety for Palestinians and Israelis, and other complexities the media could cover. On another topic, many think there are two gender options for every human being, either female or male. But if gender is a spectrum or continuum, and many believe it is, rather than a binary, that could change almost every story. Most media make assumptions, sometimes incorrect, about the gender identity of those featured in the story, assuming a person is identified based on name or appearance, not on how they identify themselves. Another example, which facts are most relevant in understanding a story and which are not? Is a proposal to turn Alcatraz Island into a prison important when the cost is obviously prohibitive? Is it just a fluff and silly story, giving less attention to a proposal to cut SNAP, food benefits, or eliminate the low-income heating assistance program? The Alcatraz story might get a laugh, whereas many will go hungry or be very cold and possibly die as a result of a loss of SNAP or LIHEAP benefits. Which is the real story? Just because information is fact-based doesn't mean that there isn't bias in which facts are being presented. Every media source, some I agree with and some I don't, use facts that may be skewed towards a certain conclusion. Is news of the killings in Gaza coming from an Israeli perspective? From a Palestinian source, from a human rights perspective, from a UN, United Nations, or US source, or some or all of these. It's rare to get them all in one story, even if that could be the best way to truly understand what is happening. One point of many outside-the-box features is to add a perspective not addressed by other media, such as a recent feature that discussed a proposed tax cut on a federal level. One option I have not heard mentioned by media is that every U.S. citizen or resident could get a tax refund check of the same amount, not based on income. This was done by the same president as we have now at the beginning of COVID-19 and would likely benefit the U.S. economy much more than one proposed now that would primarily benefit the rich. Is just the facts good enough for you, or do you want more in a media story? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for more in-depth stories whenever possible.